The Union Outfitting Company, your Nord's headquarters in Rochester, and Nord's Household Appliances present... You Can Be a Star! Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the beautiful Paramount Theater in Rochester, where once again the Union Outfitting Company, your Nord's headquarters in Rochester, and Nord's Household Appliances take pleasure in presenting another exciting edition of Western New York's greatest talent hunt, You Can Be a Star. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with his policy of always being first, here's the first master of ceremonies to have a spring cold in the year 1949, your rise and shine man, Mort Nussbaum.
Thank you very much, Homer Bliss. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. After all, the red nose is very becoming, so thank you, Homer. It's good to see all of you folks here at the Paramount Theater for another edition of You Can Be a Star. We think we have some very wonderful talent lined up for you tonight. Five acts of local talent. We hope you'll enjoy them all. Before you meet our very first contestant, we'd like Homer Bliss, as usual, to remind our future prospective talent, and also you folks in the audience who are about to choose our winner tonight, just what the lineup of awards will be for our winner on the final edition of You Can Be a Star.
1949 will hold this in store for the final winner of You Can Be a Star. A screen test and a professional audition at NBC. An opportunity to appear on an NBC coast-to-coast broadcast. An all-expense-paid trip for two people to New York City. Flying both ways in a beautiful new American airline Convair flagship with a full week's stay at New York's best-located hotel, the famous Commodore. A visit to New York's finest nightclubs and theaters. A beautiful Nord's refrigerator with the exclusive automatic self-defroster unit. A famous Nord's Dux gas range complete with all extra equipment. An Emerson console radio phonograph combination. $300 worth of beautiful luxurious furs from Nussbaum's Fur Shop, 67 Clinton Avenue South. Now featuring their January fur sale. A $250 wardrobe of the finest in men's clothes from Knopf's Clothes Incorporated, Seneca Hotel. Shop first at Knopf's for the finest. And a beautiful three-piece maple living room suite valued at $250.
So once again, you see, ladies and gentlemen, fame and fortune truly await the winner you choose on You Can Be a Star. Before I introduce the first contestant, are you sure everybody understood that gag about capital gains? You don't think I ought to tell it once more? I guess not. Well, all right. Let's say hello in that case to our very first contestant tonight. Come on over here. He is Edgar Van Valkenburg. Ed, welcome to You Can Be a Star. We're going to get you started with that great big hoosis over there. Technically, you call that a what, Ed?
That's a marimba, Mark.
A marimba? It's kind of a big one, too, isn't it? How many keys are on?
Four-octave Deegan Imperial.
Four-octave Deegan... Now I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. You have to watch that thing around with you very much?
Oh, yeah, it's in the back of my so-called automobile.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you finished that. What do you do with that marimba? You playing around in nightclubs now, Ed?
Well, I was until last week.
Until last week?
Yes,
What shall I say what happened, or shouldn't I ask?
Well, you shouldn't ask.
I won't ask. All right. You would like to be doing nightclub work, though? Is that the idea?
Yes, I would.
Nightclub owners pay heed, and after they hear you, I think you won't have much trouble getting some work. Tonight, Ed Van Valkenburg on his marimba. You can set that thing up, Ed, with all its octaves and stuff. Ed's going to give us his version on the marimba of Barrel House Blues. Thank you. Thank you. Ed Van Valkenburgh, playing Barrel House Blues on his marimba, our number one contestant on tonight's edition of You Can Be a Star. Time now for contestant number two. Without the marimba, but with a very wonderful voice, up to the microphone comes Ed Blanchard. Ed, what's with the singing department with you? How long have you been singing, Eddie, me boy?
Oh, about 10 years, Mark.
10 years? You're a young fella. That's a long time.
Thanks a lot.
You must have been... You mean thanks for saying you're a young fella?
That's right.
Okay. What are you doing now? Anything besides studying?
Oh, a little studying.
Now she laughs. She wouldn't laugh at my joke. I told a terrific joke about capital gains, and they wouldn't laugh. Now they laugh. Excuse me, Ed. You're studying now?
I am.
And what is your hope for the future, Ed?
All professional life and singing.
Stage?
That's right.
With a little radio maybe thrown on the side?
Oh, sure.
All right. Good luck, Ed. I hope this is a nice start for you. Ed Blanchard to sing without a song. Ladies, if you've been wondering how to get that new Norwich major household appliance you want, wonder no longer. Union Furniture and Appliance Stores make it possible right now during the greatest trade-in sale in Rochester's history. Rochesterians are trading in their old appliances for new Norwich appliances and the biggest trade-in allowance ever made. Union guarantees you more for your old appliances during this trade-in event than any other store in town. Let Union show you the amazing Norwich refrigerator with the exclusive self-defroster that automatically defrosts the refrigerator. It's sensational. And the Norwich electric range with fully automatic controls. Why, it even cooks a meal when you're out. See the big value feature-packed freezers, gas ranges, and electric water heaters, washers, home heaters. Every Norwich appliance is modern in design, tops in efficiency, unequaled in economy. That's why you save time, work, and money. And at Union, not only do you get the biggest trade-in allowance in town on your old appliances, but you get the kind of credit terms that make it easy for you to buy. Both stores open until 9 every night. All right, back to You Can Be a Star. And before we introduce our third contestant, maybe to remind you folks listening in, if you'd like to be a contestant on the program, we cordially invite you to come on down and join us. Fill out an application. You'll be notified for your audition. And now here is our third contestant tonight. It's Thomas Rizzo and our first banjoist on the program. Welcome to You Can Be a Star, Tom. And may we hear just a little something about you first. What are you doing you're not playing a banjo, Tom?
Working.
Yes? That has its points these days, Tom. Where, if I'm not too curious?
Tobin Patent Company.
Tobin, and what do you do at Tobin?
I work with the hands all day.
You work with hands all day? Uh-huh.
Shake hands with me. I work with him here all night. How are you? How are you?
Nothing personal, fellas. I was only kidding. You work with hams all day down at the packing. Uh-huh. Must be quite a treat on a night off to come down here and work on this show. How long you been playing a banjo, Tom?
About 16 years.
About 16 years? That's a long, long time. Have you been playing around in nightclubs?
Not very much.
Not very much?
No.
Now, just a minute. That was a personal laugh. They jumped the queue a little on that. You mean things are kind of tough in nightclub booking time? If you could sort of mix working with the hams in the daytime and working a little with the nightclubs at night, that would be all right, huh?
Sure.
All right, good luck to you, Tom. What are you going to do on the banjo?
We'll sing for sunrise.
And tell the folks what you told me at rehearsal this morning about that little tricky department. What is it?
Well, I try to play two banjos and three, and then I go into the fast class.
All on one banjo. Mm-hmm. Tom Rizzo and the world is waiting for the sunrise. Good luck, Tom. Nothing else on the program.
All right, would you like to be doing a little impersonation work around clubs and theaters?
Yes, I would, very much.
Well, good luck to you. Here's the routine now of Ralph Cinelli. Good luck, Ralph.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A beautiful night for murder, huh? Just don't be frightened. I won't harm you. Would you care for a nice, cool glass of embalming fluid? You cool your nerves permanently, hmm? What is that? It's a baby. I never took care of a baby before. Here comes Davy Hayes. Maybe he could help me.
What do you say, Pete? Why, whippersnapper, we all do it. Hey, yes, sir. I want a boy to give you a hand here. I think Roy's out with a woman. Yeah. Woman, give a woman an inch and she'll take a whole rule. Yeah, sure. Boy, I'm sorry I can't help you. Pete, but maybe Kitchell can help you.
Peace, Piosh, my goodness. 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 I'm sorry I can't help you, but I got to go and take care of Al Jolson's baby. You know Al Jolson. I used to work for Jack Benson for peanuts. Me and Mike to work for peanuts. Well, maybe Walter Brennan can help you. Here he comes now.
I'm sorry, Pete, but I can't help you at all. I have a woman trouble, you know, and, well, you know, woman, you tear your hair over a woman and they get all bald and they won't take you next time. So I'll see you later, Pete.
I think I'll sing you the song. My old friend, my new love. so think. They didn't even let me strangle them. I met so many who had fascinating ways of fascinating days in the ride. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me out to disguise were only imitation, but my old friend. I can't even think of her name. What was her name? Doris, Lola, Chloe, Minnie, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. She would always treat me mean. So I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to my old flame.
Thank you very much. From East Rochester, that was contestant number 4, Ralph Cinelli. We had a little scream rehearsed there, but the scream got left out. I don't know what happened to it. Same thing happened to that as happened to my gag about capital gains. Here's our fifth and final contestant now. I should say contestant. It's a trio, a harmonica trio, something a little unusual and rather difficult to find around these parts. They call themselves the Rhythm Reeds. Who's the spokesman? Bob Stuff, you the spokesman?
No, I am.
All right.
Bill Gray.
Bill Gray. Bill, tell us a little something about the trio. First of all, who's in it, Bill?
Well, our lead man is Bob Stuff there on my right.
Mm-hmm.
And our bass man is Vic on my left.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm on your left. There's Vic behind me. I'll get out of the way right away, though.
He's on the left.
Yeah, the left. How long have you been playing as a trio, Bill?
Well, Bob and Vic and I met about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's about as long as we've been playing.
All right. And will you tell the audience listening in, the audience here in the theater can see it, what are the names of the three harmonicas that you use so they can try to distinguish the three?
The lead harmonica is a 64 chromatic, which has four chromatic octaves, and it's a melody instrument.
Mm-hmm.
The instrument on your left,
my left, yes,
is the bass. Huh? And everybody knows what a bass is.
Oh, of course everybody knows what a bass is. What is a bass? How many things has that got? It's got quite a few. All right,
I play a chrome-plated salami. That's the new look in harmonicas.
Chrome-plated salami. You should get together with our second contestant. He musters around with hams all day. You play with chrome-plated salami. All right. Here is the trio, the Rhythm Reeds, three harmonica players, and they're going to play two guitars on three harmonicas. Good luck, fellas.
Thank you.
There you have our fifth contestant tonight, the Rhythm Reeds Harmonica Trio playing two guitars. Now our theater audience here in the Paramount Theater is about to determine tonight's winner by their applause. The contestant receiving the most applause and recorded by on our electrically controlled applause meter will appear on our third quarterfinals 2 weeks from tonight and will, of course, receive a wonderful prize tonight. Now, once again, here they are, ladies and gentlemen, in the same order in which they appeared for the first time on tonight's show. Contestant number one, who played Barrel House on the marimba, presenting for your approval now, Ed Van Valkenburg and the marimba. Contestant number one, Ed Van Valkenburg. Our second contestant tonight was the young fellow who sang Without a Song. Contestant number two, Ed Blanchard. Contestant number two, Ed Blanchard, singing Without a Song. Our third contestant tonight was our banjo player who played The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, presenting for the second time tonight, Thomas Rizzo. Contestant number three, Thomas Rizzo. Our fourth contestant tonight from East Rochester, the fellow with the impersonations, Ralph Cinelli.
I met so many who had fascinating ways, or fascinating days, in the ranks. I saw the sign, so I removed the other rank that I had kept waking and blinking at other men.
Contestant number four, from East Rochester, Ralph Cinelli. And our fifth and final contestant, the harmonica trio, the Rhythm Reeds. Close race tonight. From now on, I go off stage and for a moment check our applause meter, which has permanently indicated the outcome of tonight's contest. Here's a message from Homer Blake.
Folks, if you see your neighbor leave for work tomorrow with a gas range on top of his car, well, don't worry about him. He's just going to Union Outfitting's tremendous appliance trade-in sale to take advantage of the greatest guaranteed trade-in allowance ever made on used appliances. So be wise. Come into Union Outfitting's furniture and appliance stores and see the famous Norge family of appliances. The Norge refrigerator with the exclusive self-defroster that automatically defrosts the refrigerator every midnight. The Norge electric range with completely automatic controls. It'll cook for you. Norge washers and home heaters, freezers, gas ranges, and electric home heaters. You'll love the look, and the price is right. Let Union Outfitting's furniture and appliance stores at 77 State Street and 286 East Avenue help you make your Norge selection. Remember, your old appliances may never be worth as much again as they are right now at Union's greatest trade-in appliance sale. Use Union's easy credit terms. Both stores open until 9 every night. Come in this week, or better still, come in tonight. Bud Nussbaum is now just off stage checking the results. On tonight's applause meter, here he comes now to tell you the big news.
Homer, I've said before, and I hate to use this phrase to a fairly well, that we've had close contests. But this is so close tonight that I had to go over this twice with the engineers to make sure there was no mistake. There was only a difference of 0.4
between the second and first place winner, and 0.6 between the third and the second. I mean, that's how close it was. We think we had wonderful talent here tonight, all of them, and I wish good luck to all of them in whatever they do. How about a hand for all of them? I think they were really very, very wonderful tonight. Thank you. I know they enjoy hearing that. All of our contestants tonight will receive a very lovely gift with the compliments of Hickok, makers of distinctive jewelry for men. Well, you have chosen as the winner tonight the gentleman who received the most applause on the applause meter, and therefore our winner on tonight's edition of You Can Be a Star. In a very close race, coming out on top from East Rochester, our impersonator, Ralph Canelli. Ralph, congratulations.
Thank you.
You made it. Stay here for a second, Ralph. You made it even without the scream. Well, it was all right. Ralph, congratulations. Maybe this means now that you can get away from those hams all day.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables. I'm sorry. I had a little confused. Anyway, speaking of hams, nothing personal at all. Here is Homer with your prize for tonight. First of all, with the compliments of Union Outfitting Company, there is a very beautiful 17-jewel Lewis Precision Movement watch. It's really very beautiful. There's an Emerson 6-tube cable model radio for you so that you can listen in to the other impersonators. And, Ralph, let me ask you something. You know, I'm hooked for getting up real early in the morning. You know, I have a morning show. We have a lot of wonderful people who listen to the morning show. If you're not busy tomorrow morning, would you kind of drop around and we'll give them a little more of what you gave them tonight?
Huh? I think it can be arranged.
Think it'll be arranged. We'll be looking for you tomorrow morning, early in the morning. Again, congratulations, and thanks to you, Ralph Canelli from East Rochester, our winner on tonight's edition of You Can Be a Star. And so, ladies and gentlemen, our time is up on another edition of You Can Be a Star, broadcast directly from the stage of Paramount Theater here in Rochester. We'll be back with you again next week, same time, same place. Come on in and see the show down at the Paramount Theater. If you can't make it in person, please tune in by way of your loudspeaker, won't you? Till next week, then, on behalf of the entire cast, this would be Morton Osborn saying thanks for listening, reminding you that you too can be a star. Thanks, and good night, all. You've been listening to You Can Be a Star, broadcast each Monday night at 7:30 from the stage of the Paramount Theater, brought to you by the Union Outfitting Company, your Lord's headquarters in Rochester, and Lord's Household Appliances. This is Homer Bliss speaking. You Can Be a Star with Morton Osborn as your host. The music of Gene Zachary and his orchestra came to you from the stage of the Paramount Theater. The new program starting Thursday at the Paramount will be that very beautiful and exciting Technicolor hit, The Adventures of Don Juan, starring Errol Flynn, the Baker Lynn Force, and Alan Hale. Until Monday, good night.
Good night.